nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. And by the way, Al Sharpton now getting involved in this NASCAR thing. You know, that's not going to end well. I just want to go ahead and go on the record. That is not going to end well. So Al Sharpton, who is, I don't know where he got his preaching certificate at, but I don't think it was at a Christian seminary. That guy is the farthest thing from a preacher. But anyway, Al Sharpton, the professional race agitator, says that he thinks there's more to the noose story. And he says, do not think we've seen closure in this particular inquiry. And you, to some point, I agree with Al Sharpton. I think we need to find out who perpetrated this hoax. Who was it? Was it Bubba Wallace? Was it someone on his team? Whoever it was needs to face charges. Whoever it was needs to pay the bill for the 15 FBI agents who went down there to investigate this nonsense. And then after they are charged, after they have served their time, here's what needs to happen. Whoever was responsible needs to be banned from NASCAR for life. That's my personal opinion. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we have some news to share with you. This just coming in from the states of Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. And they're very concerned about all of you good people down in places like Alabama, now considered to be hot spots for the coronavirus, or the Kung Flu, if you will. And we're being told that New York and Connecticut and New Jersey are going to implement a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from what they consider to be the coronavirus hotspots. And we have a list of some of those cities for, or some of those states for you. That includes Alabama, Arkansas, so you folks listening to us on KARN, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, all of you folks on the talk station, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. So you folks, if you decide you're going to take the family, you're going to go catch the Lion King on Broadway, you're going to have to be quarantined for 14 days before you can go and watch the Lion King or go get yourself a pastrami on rye down at the Carnegie Deli. Folks, it's as if the mayors and the governors in these blue states want the economy to continue to tank. That's what it seems like to me. So we'll be taking your calls on that. I'm curious, any of you folks already have plans to go and visit in that area of the country? A lot of tourists go up there during the summer months. But if you do, 14-day quarantine. Now, this is an interesting story out of Oregon. And so this really ties into a story that we talked about yesterday from Kentucky. The governor of Kentucky wants to provide free health care, free health insurance for every black person in the state of Kentucky. If you're white, you're on your own. Hispanic, you're on your own. Asian American, you're on your you're done. You got to fork over the money yourself. But if you're black in Kentucky, it's a pretty good deal, folks. The governor wants to give you free health care, free health insurance. So in Oregon, they want to make people wear the face masks. So this is part of an ongoing thing around the country where now these blue states are demanding that you wear a face mask in public. Now, Oregon, Lincoln County, Oregon, they're making a special exception to their mask rule. And this is directly from health officials in Lincoln County, Oregon. They say that everybody in the in the county has to wear a face mask except for black people, people of color. And they say they are making an exception to people of color who have heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment. The directive was signed by the health administrator, Rebecca Austin, ordering citizens to wear masks at indoor public settings and outdoor public locations where social distancing of 6 feet is not possible. Quote, for many black people, deciding whether or not to wear a bandana in public to protect themselves and others from contracting coronavirus is a lose-lose situation that can result in life-threatening consequences. That's according to the ACLU. So the ACLU is involved in this. So anyway, long story short, here in Oregon, if you are white, you have to wear a mask. If you are black, you do not have to wear a mask in public. You know what they're doing here in Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee? Memphis is a very large metropolitan area, well over a million people. Shelby County is the county in which Memphis resides. And they want to mandate that boys and girls attending public school, they not only have to wear a face mask when they go back to class, but they also have to wear some sort of a head covering, like like they're going into some sort of a biotech lab. And so they have to have the plastic covering, a shield, like a plastic shield over their head. Now, I don't know how hot it gets where you are, but I cannot imagine for the life of me that people in the southern states are going to wear not only the mask, but also this huge helmet shield. I suppose the kind that they, I don't know, call Screener Avery, maybe the type they used to, that Darth Vader and his pals on Star Trek used to use.
Well, you know, that's what I want to wear is mine.
I just don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I was listening to
If I sound like James Earl Jones, I'll take it.
I was listening to KWAM, their morning show, and man, the moms around Memphis are fired up over this. And one of them said, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, the face masks, they're going to fog up and you're going to get kids writing messages on the helmets that could be inappropriate.
Oh, no. No.
So this is where we are. So that's what's happening here. Very curious in your communities. Would you wear a face mask if they said, this is the law of the land. You're going to have to wear a face mask in public, inside, outside, doesn't matter. You're going to have to do this. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So anyway, real quick, back to the story in Oregon. They say the reason why that blacks are exempt from wearing face masks when everybody else has to is that they're afraid that people might think that they're, you know, a black person wearing a mask would be there to cause some sort of a criminal activity. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the racist part of it. The health department's being racist. Come on. Jeez-a-loo. Folks. The country's gone plumb nuts. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Angie calling us, listening to us online from Clemson, South Carolina. Angie, what's going on?
Well, not a whole lot, but I do want to say I have to have you on every day because you make me laugh. But my blood boils these days because when I see them going around causing, you know, destruction and causing chaos, it makes me very upset. They act like they're the only people on the face of the earth or in the United States, and that nobody else wants those statues up. Their history, they're ignorant of history. When you look at the fact that Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant both hated slavery, and if it wasn't for the both of them, we'd still be having slavery. That is incredible.
Angie, let me jump in here. And you know, you're absolutely right here. You're absolutely right. The statue of Abraham Lincoln, the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln in Washington, D.C., legislation has been introduced to take down that statue. That statue was bought and paid for by money from the pockets of former slaves. They're the ones that wanted that statue built. What does it say about us that we're taking down a statue that was actually funded by former slaves?
Well, the whole thing is, if people don't start writing their legislators, start really screaming, we don't like this, then the minority of radicals are going to get their way. And their attitudes, basically, and I find it revolting, is a poor me attitude. They feel sorry for themselves. They're envious. Those are some of the biggest sins you can ever have. And instead of trying to get out there and make themselves into good people that are helping other people, they're out there trying to destroy. Those people, I'm sorry, anybody that stands up with that, I think they've got an attitude issue too.
Angie, you know what? You know what I would love to see happen? I would love to see people like you. We need a brigade of Southern women armed with cast iron skillets and surrounding those statues. And I think that you ladies, you Southern ladies, could take care of business lickety-split.
I hate to say this. I'm from Michigan originally. So I'm down here because my husband works at the university. But
Angie, let me ask you a question. Just hold on. I appreciate you being honest and saying that you're from Michigan. We love Michigan, and we have some great listeners in the state of Michigan. Let me ask you a question. Say, how do you like your tea, sweet or unsweet?
Unsweet.
Unsweet. All right. All right. This is not working out very well. Angie, how do you like your chicken, fried or grilled? How do you like your chicken, fried or grilled?
You're going to hate me. Grilled.
Angie, you got to work with me here. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help build some Southern street cred.
I do. I love you, Todd, just the way you are. So love me the way I am.
No. Well, now, Angie, I love all of our listeners, and we're very ecumenical here. You know, we have some vegans that listen to the show, and I don't understand them. Lord love them, but you know what? They're part of the family. So here's the last thing. Angie, just say the following word, y'all.
Y'all.
Oh, you're a Southerner. Yeah. All right, that's good. All right.
Hey, I can have the accent too, honey.
Oh, that's good. All right, that's not too bad. Sweet thing, buttercup, honey, a little bit. I'm going to get in trouble here.
Well, and I've got to say one more thing. This is all I want to say. I really think Black Lives Matter. Instead of feeling sorry for themselves, they should be holding on to their history as a badge of honor. I mean, look what they've come from. People that were oppressed and their lives were miserable, but they don't have it like that anymore. They should say, we came from stout, hardy people. That's the whole problem. They look at their past as something horrible. It wasn't good. But God never said everything on earth was going to be good. Men are sinful. Men are hateful from the very bottom of their hearts. But look at your past and say, you know what? I came up out of that. And I am who I am because I had a past that my grandparents, great-grandparents, whoever, they were able to overcome all this.
Angie, yeah. I think that is terrific advice, and that's terrific advice no matter the color of your skin. Never blame people for your lot in life. You pick yourself up by the bootstraps and you make a go of it. And that's what makes America so great, is that we all have that opportunity. Look, not all of us are born into privilege. Most of us are not. Very few are born into privilege. Most of us in this country had to work multiple jobs, had to do things they probably never wanted to do in life to get where they're at. And that's what living the American dream is all about. Angie, thanks for the call. And it's always nice to have a Southerner from Michigan in our listening audience. All right, let's go to Mike listening to us in Little Rock, Arkansas, K-A-R-N. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I'm glad to talk to you. It's the first time. I've been listening to you for I love it every day. I'm a landscaper, and when I'm driving, I love to hear you talking. I was calling about the mask deal. I'm not wearing a mask. I ain't wore a mask since it started, and I'm not going to be forced to, but what gets me is I heard you talking about how that they're going to, in one of the states where the blacks are not going to have to wear the mask.
Yes, Michigan, or Oregon, Oregon, yes.
I mean, how much more prejudicial is that towards us, that they don't have to wear a mask, but we're going to be forced to wear a mask? If I was black, I would be upset about it myself, you know, thinking, you know, I don't know. Just this whole deal is crazy, and really, I might be wrong, but you know, it's all over a stupid election. You know, the Democrat Party is wanting to get in so much, so bad again, that they're willing to destroy our country over an election.
Mike, I want you to think about this. 8 years, Barack Obama had 8 years. If he wanted to rename all the military bases, he could have done it. He could have done it. If he wanted to take down all the statues, he could have done it. If he wanted to address what they're calling systemic racism, they could have addressed that too. But they did not do it. Barack Obama didn't do it. Joe Biden didn't do it.
Well, where are we going as a country? We've got to do something, because if we don't, we're going to be just like Afghanistan and all them, where they come in and tore everything down that we stood for and our past, even though some of our past might not have been good. I mean, it helps us learn, and our children learn not to go down that road again. I mean, where does it end to where our government steps up to the plate? I don't care if they have to bring in military force or not, and settle this down before it gets so out of hand that you can't even walk out your front door without worrying about getting shot or go to the grocery store or anything.
Mike, I'm with you, and I'm very concerned here. We're reaching a point where people are going to be able to go out there and do whatever they want to do. Right now in Atlanta, Georgia, Mike, outside of that burned out Wendy's, they have literally armed citizens, and they're stopping white motorists, telling them they don't have a right as a white person to drive down that street. And they're being told that with a gun in their face. This is what's happening in the country. We got to put a stop to it. Mike, thanks for calling, and thank you for listening to us. And make sure you're drinking plenty of good old iced tea out there in the hot sunshine there. Landscaper, that's hard work, folks. Good work, too. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, one of the smartest guys in the business, Dr. Tom Borelli. Dr. Tom, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd. Great to be back with you.
Oh, Dr. Tom, I don't know what it's like in Connecticut where you guys are, but down here in the Mid-South, we're having to breathe with a spoon. The humidity is a little high down here today.
Yeah, it's actually pretty warm here as well. Humidity not too bad, but it's probably the last couple of days been the warmest of the year. but having been born in July, I just love the heat.
Well, yes, I like the dry heat, you know, out of like California, you know, the high desert. That's great. Humidity, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But hey, Tom, interesting story. We shared a little while ago the breaking news coming from New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. They're going to mandate a 14-day quarantine for anybody coming from a Kung Flu hotspot like Florida, Texas, or Alabama. Your reaction to that?
Well, it looks like it's the revenge of the against the red states. New York actually and Connecticut and New Jersey to that extent have all had a severe lockdown over the last few months. So, you know, their numbers are down while the South is opening up. Their numbers are a bit higher. So I guess this is an effort to try to, you know, stop people from really coming up north. But at the end of the day, Todd, a lot of things really haven't changed. We know the COVID-19 virus, A, is very contagious, especially indoors with a lot of people inside. That fact hasn't really changed. So it's really up to Americans just to be smart. You know, social distancing and take precautions. And most importantly, if you're elderly and have a pre-existing condition, those are the people, in my view, have to be most concerned. Reports lately that young people have been going to bars and they're getting the COVID, which, look, it's never good. But in a lot of ways, it's better for younger people to get it. And hopefully, and all the data, most of the data shows that they're not a tremendous risk at all. Most of them beat it pretty easily. And that's the way you get the herd immunity, which is when a lot of people have had a virus infection, have immunity against it, they protect the other people who haven't gotten it yet because it, in theory, can't get transmitted again. So that's really what's going on. And Dr. Fauci testified yesterday, and he affirmed that testing is still going on. Obviously, when you test a lot, you find a lot more cases. I know that from way back when I was in a lab, way back. I used to be a microbiologist in a food laboratory. And one thing we knew, the more you test, the more you're going to find. It's as simple as that. But again, the rising numbers seem to be a little bit more than testing. But overall, this is really what we have to deal with. I mean, this virus is here. We need to deal with it. We can no longer afford to lock down the nation because the adverse consequences of locking down the nation, I think, would be far worse than, you know, COVID working its way through.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that, Tom. And I think that the bigger concern for all of us is whether or not the medical community, whether or not the Democrats are going to use this as a way to try and tank the economy to hurt President Trump at the ballot box. And you hate to think that way, but we know that's how the Democrats behave.
Oh, absolutely. Their track record shows it. Look at the way they want to... In the middle of riots and social unrest, their solution is defund the police and dismantle the police. So with logic like that, you can't trust these Democrats with anything. When you really boil it down, Democrats really are the party of death and destruction. Talking about COVID, let's go to Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. He forced COVID-positive people into nursing homes when it was well known that the elderly are most vulnerable. I've said this before, that was a form of biological warfare against the elderly, and he kept it going for, I think, about a month, even after he was aware of it. Totally inexcusable, but the anti-Trump media, he's been making the rounds, and they're treating him like a hero. Think about that for a second. How twisted is that?
Look, it's a fair question you raise, and they are. And turning around and trying to blame that on President Trump when it was, in fact, Cuomo. And again, Tom, you know, when the virus broke out, I was still in New York City. And I'm telling you that this governor, Andrew Cuomo, was responsible for shutting down a number of hospitals across the city, hospitals that could have been used had they still been operational to treat some of the patients of this virus. That's not on Donald Trump. This happened under Governor Cuomo's watch, and he ultimately bears responsibility. But again, I don't think they're going to call him out for it. I just don't think that's going to happen.
No, and sadly, it's not. I mean, look, at the end of life, all we want to do is hold people accountable, especially when you put, when you elect people to these positions. Like, normally, if you're a governor, hey, what the hell, I do this, I do that, no big deal. But in times of emergency, judgment really is important. And they need to be held accountable when they really just blow it. And it's really, really concerning is that when the facts are clear, the media can't hold them accountable. I thought that was the role of the media, was to hold elected officials, corporate officials, everybody accountable for the common person who doesn't have, you know, reporters or doesn't have the resources. But that's not what's happening here. The media today, the anti-Trump media, is totally agenda-driven. Everything is being skewed against President Trump.
Now, Tom, I got a question for
you. On shows like yours to, you know, really get the truth out there.
Now, Tom, I got a question for you. Now, were you born above the Mason-Dixon line?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Yankee.
All right, so you're a Yankee. All right, so I want to get your
Born in Mount Vernon, New York.
Oh, that is pretty Yankee. Yeah, that's good Yankee territory. I've got a question for you. I'm a Southerner, so I have opinions about these monuments. President Trump just announced he's going to activate, I guess there are about 400 National Guard troops are going to be sent to guard all of the monuments in Washington, D.C. amid these protests. I mean, Tom, they're wanting to take down Abraham Lincoln statues now. What's your take on this as a Yankee?
Look, what I see, what's really concerning, what I see is mob rule. The mob is ruling the day. And it started with Confederate statues. I thought we put that one to bed a couple of years ago, but the left has such an infrastructure that they can just excite a mob with a flick of a switch. And that, again, is, use the word again, frightening. But again, I see whatever monuments they are, they're a piece of history. Keep them there. We learn from history. History isn't perfect. People aren't perfect. Look, using the sake, I'm from Italian descent, along the same line, why don't we just, you know, knock down the Colosseum in Rome and pave it over? Because a lot of bad things happen there. Or why don't we just knock down the pyramids? Because Jewish people who were slaves at the time built the pyramids. And where does this end? And of course, I'm sure you know Sean King, the radical. You know, he wanted to, you know, get rid of Jesus and Mary statues because they're white and said they were symbols of white supremacy. As a Roman Catholic, that is pretty sick.
Yes, it is.
End? And that's why we need to just defend all our traditions. If you don't like it, walk around a different block. If you don't like the book, this is a version of book burning, knocking down statues. If you don't like it, walk around the block.
It's a fair point.
I mean, the fact that a statue could be, you know, to me, again, I'm from New York, you know, a lot of things, we had thick skin. At least in my era, we had thick skin. You know, if you don't like somebody, you stay away from them. What's the big deal? I don't like MSNBC. I don't turn it on.
Look, it's a fair point. All right, Tom, we're going to have to leave it there. As always, good to hear your insight. Our favorite Yankee, Dr. Tom Perrelli.
Good. I could get a pass to come to the South. I love it.
Tom, you come down South after a glass of sweet tea and some good dry rub ribs, you'll be talking with a Southern accent. I guarantee it.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Tom Perrelli, please tell Janine we said hello as well. Great lady. The Perrellis are kind of like the power couple there in the Northeast. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Pay some bills. 844-747-8868. Again, the big news of the hour, President Trump activating 400 National Guard troops. They're going to be sent across the capital city to protect the monuments from the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa thugs. We're taking your calls on that. Also, ToddStearns.com. If you haven't already done so, you got to check out our awesome podcast. It's a free download with our great newsletter, knocking on the door of 150,000 subscribers. You guys are just pretty awesome. We'll be right back, folks.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I was just watching a big dust-up up on Capitol Hill where the Democrats are not following House committee rule. And Congressman Louie Gohmert called him out on it, and the congressman refused to stop gaveling. It was pretty epic. We're going to talk to Congressman Louie Gohmert about that coming up in the next hour of the program. In the meantime, I do want to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. By the way, I meant to say something. The caller, Angie, from Clemson, South Carolina, she said her husband works at the university there. You know, there are some people now calling for Clemson to be renamed because Clemson was a slaveholder. Also, in Charleston last night, they took down a statue of Vice President John Calhoun. And as a matter of fact, at Clemson University, the Honors College was previously known as Calhoun College. That has already been renamed. So this is what we're watching, folks, the cultural cleansing of America. All right, let's go to Madison, Ohio. John, thanks for calling in. John, Pastor John, what's on your mind today?
First of all, Todd, I love sweet tea. Thank you very much. I wanted to tell you that, brother.
It's very refreshing on a hot, humid day.
Yes, it is, especially with barbecue ribs, but we won't get into that. That's another show altogether. Todd, you know, I was going to talk about how these statues are being taken. It kind of reminds me of what ISIS did and Al-Qaeda tried to do in Afghanistan, what ISIS did in Iraq. But I wanted to thank you, Todd, for giving the American people a voice of hope and a voice of reason, and that you and Dr. Gorka are the only two actual real talk shows I listen to because, first of all, you give us facts. You don't give us rumors. You give us hope. And I just wanted to thank you for that, Todd. I really, truly mean that from the bottom of my family's heart. And thank you so much for having our military and our police officers six. And I just wanted to say that to you and your awesome staff.
Well, you're very kind to say that. And, you know, our team here, they work very hard to make sure we are bringing you accurate information every single day, John. That's important to us. And we know so many people are sharing this information on their social media pages, maybe from their, in their Sunday school classes or from the pulpit. So we always want to make sure we are doing the very best job we can of sharing this information with you. Because look, I mean, the purpose of radio, it's about entertainment, but it's also about being informed. And we want to make sure that we do a good job of bringing you all the information. And a lot of it is pretty darn heavy. So we want to be able to try to kick back and relax and have a little bit of fun while we do it. And I, you know, look, I get it. It's a lot. I mean, you know, when you turn on the evening news and every single day there are people marching in the streets and firebombing police and tearing down statues. And I'm glad to hear the president is coming out and bringing the National Guard in. They've got to put a stop to this. And if they've got to play hardball with these protesters, they've got to put down the rebellion. And that's what this is. This is an open rebellion against the government. We have to establish law and order. And it's not going to happen until there is a brutal show of force to put a stop to this. We've got to make that happen. John, thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening to this program. By the way, that little ding you just heard was a news alert. Rhode Island has officially removed Providence Plantations from its state name due to its slavery connotations. So now the state of Rhode Island will henceforth be known as the state of Rhode Island. There you go. You know, that sounds like that would have been a nice Family Guy episode. Just want to point that out. Oh, by the way, speaking of cool, call screener Avery, I understand that you have a brand new edition of the Nerd Burrito podcast.
The informative Nerd Burrito podcast.
I guess
yes, sir.
Wrong every time. I don't actually. I try very hard to get that right.
I know you do, and I appreciate it.
All right, what's on the informative Nerd Burrito this week?
Okay, so this week, we took last week off because we wanted to make sure that we could really nail down the sort of format that we're trying to use for this podcast.
No, you were at the. Oh, you were at the lake. You were having a good old time. I saw the pictures.
Todd, I was trying to keep that a secret on the down low, but okay, I guess so. But what's on the docket for this past week is we are talking about a lot of different things. We sort of varied from topic to topic, but we continue to talk about some video game stuff. We gave an update on the CW show Stargirl. We are that's going to be sort of our annual weekly segment that we do for every episode for the moment. And we also talk about some PlayStation 5 news that has come out and some speculation. And then we also were talking about some video games that are going to be coming out this this Christmas, I believe, actually, because a lot of video games have been put on hold for release dates for some reason because of the coronavirus. You know, that you would think that would be an ample time to release video games when people are forced to stay at home, but that is not my business. And then we also talk about some more information about the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League that is going to be released on, I don't know the specific month, but it will be released on HBO Max in 2021.
This sounds pretty fascinating. It is an action-packed burrito you have.
Oh, yeah, and we get it all down in under an hour and 11 minutes.
Well, that's good to know. So where can folks go if they want to download? I really would encourage you to download this. It's a lot of fun. Avery does a terrific job with the podcast. You've got a great co-host. Where do people go to get the informative nerd burrito?
Well, right now we are currently working on a website that we can, you know, this is the hub of where you can go to get all your informative nerd burrito goodness. But right now there is a link to where you can find all of our episodes of our podcast on the Todd Starnes Live Show blog, and it will be at the very bottom of the Todd's Stack of Stuff list. So go check that out and give it a listen. I would really appreciate it.
Well, just move it up to the top so people can see it.
I am control-C-ing and control-V-ing it right now.
All right. That's exciting. You know, Bill Maine.
Yeah, I like that
about
nerd
video,
talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't
yeah.
that great? I guess this week's burrito has all the fixins.
It's got all the fixins. It certainly does. Yes, it does. And a little dollop of sour cream.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, tasty. Yeah.
I didn't know about the PlayStation 5. I'm kind of excited about that.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Bill Maine, you and I, we're old school video gamers. Back when, remember the single, you had the Atari?
Yeah.
The single stick, the joystick Atari?
I had one of those. Played it for hours and hours. Wore it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love that stuff.
Yeah. What's Pac-Man an Atari? Did I say that?
Oh, my, look at the time.
Yeah, go stand in the corner. I want you to think about what you just said, Avery. Think about what you just said. All right, folks, the informative nerd burrito, you can find that on the live show blog. Check that out. Check out Avery's good work. Hey, Congressman Louie Gohmert is coming up in the next hour. You're not going to believe what happened today on the Capitol Hill. We're going to tell you all about it. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.